Every day, tens of thousands of cars and semis travel on I-57 through southern Illinois. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says this just illustrates the importance of the interstate.
57 is really critical. So much commerce is moved along I-57 on a daily, hourly basis, and people don't realize that there's a little bit of a bottleneck there. Oftentimes, people don't realize that when you have bottlenecks on major interstates like 57, it affects not just Illinois but the rest of the country with freight that is trying to move from north to south, and it's trying to make its way to the southern parts of the country and even to out westward as well. So this is more than just a local issue. This is about, and it's more than just a local congestion issue for commuters. This is about the freight and economic viability of the region as part of a national freight infrastructure.
Recently, Illinois was awarded nearly $8 million through the U.S. Department of Transportation's TIGER program. TIGER stands for Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery Program. And Duckworth says that Tiger grant money will make I-57 safer for everybody in southern Illinois and beyond.
Precisely it, and I think it's why this Tiger grant was so important. This grant will add another lane in each direction and install a median barrier, resurface the existing lanes, improve the markings.
Gary Nelson, District 9 Program Development Manager for IDOT, says this major project will run through several southern Illinois counties, and she says with IDOT matching funds, there will be a total of $13 million spent on making this crucial interstate safer.
We're working on a long-range plan to expand Interstate 57 to six lanes from the junction at I-24 south of Marion to Mount Vernon. Several pieces are already completed. This $13 million will extend the piece north of Marion, the six-lane section, from Johnson City to just south of West Frankfort.
Senator Duckworth says Illinois is very fortunate to receive these dollars for the I-57 improvements, especially since the Tiger grant money will be spent in southern Illinois.
Yes, so the Tiger grant program is federal funding for infrastructure improvements that is awarded to local municipalities and partnerships with states that are looking, again, to do infrastructure improvements along things like highways and the like. And usually Illinois gets quite a few of these, but this is the only one we've received in the entire state. It's going to Williamson County, so you should be very proud to receive the $7.6 million.
IDOT's Nelson says the six-lane project in southern Illinois should be completed sometime in 2020. In the meantime, she says drivers need to be extra careful when in construction zones.
So, we're working very hard to improve safety on Interstate 57, but it's really a joint effort. We need the traveling public and to partner with the Department of Transportation and government to make this corridor a safer corridor for everyone. Raise your level of alertness when you're driving through this corridor. There will be construction going on. Be prepared to stop. Put your phone down, put your electronic devices down, and pay attention.
To see where the construction work is being done, you can log on to gettingaroundillinois.com. I'm Kevin Boucher.